Folks, we have a major announcement. Major announcement alert. Wet Jeans live show, live in the flesh, Boston, Massachusetts. It's Hannonin. May 4th. Doors open at 1. The venue is called the Supper Club. Ooh. There's going to be more. We're going to make up Philadelphia flyers and put it on the internet. But yeah, dude, we made it.
I'm so glad. It's going to be a nice little matinee because Boston is the matinee capital of the world. It's going to be. I'm a little nervous. It's going to be like when The Rock returns to Miami and really like expects greatness from him. So.
If you don't get a big pop, like I'm going to throw the microphone into the crowd hard at somebody's head.
I'll just turn around and walk out. I don't need this shit. Yeah, I better get like a CM Punk in Chicago style.
Yeah. Pop. I mean, we're going to have a DJ. We're going to be able to put on whatever we want, but Massachusetts, I'm telling you right now. So obviously Toronto's going to happen. Just it's a little bit more difficult in Canada. It's opposite of their women. It's more difficult to get the show dialed in there. But if you're in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, wherever the hell, feel free to travel out. I don't know how fast tickets are going to go, whatever. They're going to be on sale as soon as the link gets live. It might be soon right now. I don't know. I don't have my phone on me. But we're going to tweet it out. It's going to be sick. I can't wait.
That's all I'm going to post for the next, like, 2 months. Wait.
Buy a ticket.
March, April. It's 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months. Bring your friends. It's going to be good, dude. It's just going to be this podcast, like, not scripted, obviously. We're just going to sit down and do this in person. It's going to be good.
May the 4th be with you, too.
Nice. You should say that.
For our Star Wars heads out there.
Star Wars themed. Should we make it Star Wars themed? Everyone has to pull up in Star Wars shit.
What do they wear in Star Wars? Like, I know the stormtroopers wear, like, that white gear, that, like, pretty cool white gear, but I don't really know, like, what is Anakin? Who's Anakin? I don't really remember who's who. I know R2-D2 and the gay gold guy, like, the gold guy, the gay one.
Yeah, that dude was for sure gay.
Yeah, he was very gay.
I didn't even know what gay was yet, and I knew that the gold guy, what's his name? Fuck.
CPO?
R2-D2 and him were fucking.
Yeah, they were, I assume they were both gay. Right,
I would say R2-D2's gay. Just the way he moved around.
He did
a little
move kind of gayly.
A little zestier than normal.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm trying to think. Who was
Luke Skywalker and then Anakin.
Who was Anakin, his dad? I don't remember Star Wars at all, admittedly.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember the only time I watched it, I was in my smoking phase in college.
That sounds kind of nice.
We watched like all of them in a row. Just got absolutely baked. It was so sick.
I remember it was so sick. I think I was with you guys. I wanted to watch with you. I couldn't get past the second one.
Yeah, somebody didn't like it. Was it you?
Yeah, I remember I watched the first one I like the first one they ever made. I know it's not like in order like that, but my favorite one is the first one they ever made. And then I think it was like Return of the Clones or Attack of the Clones, something like that. I thought it was like kind of shitty. So I was like, you know what? I just don't think I can sit. It's hard for me to sit through shit. Like I tried to watch all the Harry Potters in a row, and I only watched one. And I was like, if I'm doing this, I'm like not enjoying it enough to be doing this.
You watch Kaleidoscope yet?
It's on my list, actually.
I kind of fuck with Harry Potter, dude. I know chicks love it.
Yeah, they do.
Chicks love it.
Not really sure why.
Because they like that mysterious, like mystical, kind of like,
yeah,
like wizardry type shit.
It's so hard for me to take the show seriously because like there's all pussies. That's like my biggest problem. Like I think the casting could have been better.
This lid is not. I just spilled everywhere. I don't know what's going on with this lid.
I'm actually at the point where 45% of the time I sip a coffee from like Starbucks, it's on my sweatshirt. Maybe more. It's every time. I notice you can't sip where the seam is on the paper cups, like when you're getting hot cough, or also it'll just drip on your hoodie. I've ruined every hoodie I have because of coffee.
I thought it was a problem with my mouth because I'm not good at putting my mouth on things. I thought I had like some sort of issue personally, but I've been looking at this cup. If you're not watching this on YouTube, you can't see what's going on. I just spilled all over my shirt,
and you're gonna miss it because you didn't want to get on YouTube.
Also, Patreons, $3.99 a month. We never promote it. We never ever promote.
We gotta remember to like post it every Friday. We have an episode, and we take questions from the audience, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's like a Q&A.
Yeah, and it's a community too. Like sometimes. Just get in the chat on like a Saturday or something and be like, what are we betting today?
Yeah, there's a full-blown chat that people keep alive in there. It's cool. Sometimes I read it, sometimes I don't. Depends on my mood. But Yeah, patreon.com/wetjeanspodcast. It's a cup of coffee a month. Actually, now it's not. When we first started, $3.99 was a cup of coffee. Now coffee is like $16, I think, plus tip. Because you got to tip them.
You have to tip. And then you have to round up for all the children in your neighborhood, like all the poor children in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, no matter what, even if it's 2 cents, I won't round up.
Well, whenever they're like, do you want to donate to the poor kids? They're kids. They don't need money. Why would I don't understand that. What do they need money for?
Yeah.
Just go outside and run around. That's good enough for kids. They don't need, they don't have any vices.
You just need like a stick.
What do they need? Cigarettes?
Wait, speaking of which, like the whole, are there more people becoming homeless, or are we just more aware of it now? Because every time I walk around here, I get asked if I have a cigarette. Like, literally right before we asked this, some girl, she was caught, like, you could.
She hot?
She
homeless?
If she wasn't extremely homeless.
Oh, she was.
She was very homeless. Like, she was sitting next to a shopping cart. So, I actually saw her from afar. Like, damn, that's probably one of the better homeless people I've seen.
Could just be, like, her aesthetic, though.
That's true.
Or do you think she's, like, legitimately without a home? I trust your judgment. I mean.
Yeah, I guess.
She's
like,
asking for a cigarette.
She was sitting down on the sidewalk.
And,
she was very dirty. Which, like, yeah, that would be, I don't know.
I mean, tough skunk, but.
Yeah. That's like, a tough bounce, like. But it'd be kind of nice having all your. Sometimes I feel like I have too much stuff. I feel like I'm always like I don't have enough pockets for the stuff I have. I have too many sets of keys. Like I'm always like trying to fit shit in my pocket and like looking around for shit. I'm always forgetting stuff. Like I bet that would be nice about being homeless is that you're never gonna forget anything because you don't really have anything.
Yeah. So obviously you didn't have a cigarette on you, did you?
No, I fucking wish. I would have sat down and smoked there.
DIY project? Like, you think you could fix her up a little? Or, like,
she seemed like she chose the homeless lifestyle, TBH.
Oh, so she's too far gone, you think?
Yeah, because I think a lot of people do choose that lifestyle, because, like, I feel like we have so many resources now for homeless people.
I feel like the homeless people are migrating, because right now it's unbelievable weather. I can't fucking talk! Fuck! The weather's so good. I mean, this is why we live here right now.
Oh, I stepped outside today, and I had to make sure I didn't come because it was so nice. It just felt like I just wanted to stand there and just like let the rain fall down and watch. It wasn't raining, but like just like the sun like flow through my hair.
Yeah, homeless people aren't as dumb as you think, though. They just like they're not. Not all of them are dumb. I think they know that all the snowbirds are out and the weather's nice and everyone's here for spring. It's crazy how popular spring training baseball is.
Yeah.
It's people would murder to get in those buildings. Like, it's so popular.
Yeah, that's true.
People come out here just to watch preseason baseball. Pretty crazy. Does that even count as preseason?
Yeah,
it is. Oh, it is?
Yeah, I've never even been to a spring training game.
Neither have I.
Which is insane because we've lived here for like 10 years and it's like, it's just right there.
Chicks love it.
We should go to a game.
They love it because they look at the guys' asses, which I don't blame them.
Girls do like baseball players. I would say baseball players are probably not only because they make the most money, but they're probably the most desirable. I would say in the sports, probably like go baseball like hockey or something like that. Chicks love hockey dudes for some reason. Yeah. You know they don't make enough money.
Who, hockey guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't make anything. But baseball guys in the minors don't make anything either.
That's true. Like that. Yeah.
It just goes to show that women prefer like. A nice ass over a their career.
Which is kind of tough because I feel like dudes don't have nice asses ever.
No, I feel like the baseball pants help that out a lot.
I'm going to start wearing baseball pants to the bar.
You should. That's like so nails.
Keep some gloves in my back pocket too.
You should. But anyway, I think the homeless people like creep out and they know there's some money floating around and stuff like that. So they kind of get out here more and start panhandling. Say no to panhandlers.
We used to have signs in New Hampshire that said say no to, you know, like there's no homeless people in New Hampshire. Like there shouldn't be because like.
Too cold.
Yeah. Do homeless people know what day it is?
Probably not.
Like they don't have wheat. They don't have like 9 to 5s, which is like, I feel like you don't need to know what day it is unless you have a job. Because like, why would it matter?
Yeah, I don't know what day it is.
I think it's Sunday.
There was a kid in a casino and. It was here, actually, and he was in the bathroom, and he goes to the attendant. He goes, hey, what day is it? And the guy's like, oh, it's the 22nd. He's like, no, like, what day is it? And the guy goes, Thursday. And he goes, shit.
That's the funniest reaction. I need to know why that was his reaction.
Yeah, I've never, out of all the casinos I've been into, I've never heard anything like that. It was a couple weeks back. I can't remember if I said it on the show or not. But, yeah, I mean, you know, the days don't really matter, especially when the weather's nice. You kind of get mentally checked out, and nothing really matters like usual. But you kind of just, especially here, it's easy to get wrapped up in that, like, tourist lifestyle. All of a sudden, you think you're a tourist.
Yeah.
When you're here, right now.
When I was driving here, so it's Monday, I was driving here and that Pop Stroke place is popping.
Oh, really?
It was like, it's Monday afternoon. Place was packed.
I'm telling you right now, dude, it's never been a better time to buy for 0% APR and 0% down. There's a Delilah coming here. There's
an Elefante, too.
Elefante. I forgot about that one. Carbone. Catch Steak. Everything that's in, like, Miami and L.A. is all coming here. I think that's a good thing for us because it'll be fun, but a bad thing because it'll bring out the way douchier people, but that's going to happen, right? Like, it's already Scottsdale.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of fucking shit coming to Scottsdale. It's just, if they could just find a way to make it colder during the summer, if we can just get the Jews to change the weather to, like, because everyone knows Jewish people control the weather.
Yep.
If they could just turn it down a little during the summer, this place would be heaven.
I think you need a downside to everywhere, though.
Yeah, you do. But that's
you can't have it nice all the time.
Because then it ends up like L.A., yeah. And then people are just jerking off on the streets and pooping on the roads.
Yeah, and like picking poop out of their butts on the sidewalks and shit. Like, that's what happens.
It's too nice there. Like, there's no adversity when it comes to L.A. If you live in L.A. and you're white, you have no adversity.
Zero.
None. Your name is like KJ. Like, that's fucking crazy.
You're from Hermosa Beach. You've never worked a day in your life.
Hermosa Ferda Beach. But yeah, Scottsdale, I don't know, man. It's crazy how it was beanie season 2 days ago, and now it's not, which rattles me because I love it. Because
I
motherfucker.
Like
what?
I like wearing beanies.
Yeah, motherfuckers always asking, why do you always. Because I have long hair and it just holds my hair back, and I like it, dude.
You
like,
can't just wear a snapback.
Leave me
every
the
day.
Fuck alone, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I do too. I'm always gonna be a hat guy, dude. I don't think. And like over time, my hairline's just gonna get worse and worse and worse. So it's like I don't see myself flipping a switch and be like, all right, it's time to look like I stand by a fax machine. You know?
Also, I don't understand. Back in the old days, everybody used to wear hats. Like all the fucking. Tommy, the guys that would jump out of the cars and rob banks with Tommy guns would always have hats on.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a hat paradise back then. It's just our hats have changed.
A girl told me this at a bar like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I don't remember anymore because I've been on a 75-day bender by accident. I slipped into it.
You can't. I don't know how it happened.
I don't know how it happened.
It's like slipping into the space-time continuum.
It's like, oh, you think that your coma is bad and you're fighting for your life? Try being on a 70-day bender. That's a different kind of coma.
Being in a coma would be crazy.
It would. You wake up and you forget stuff.
You're like, what?
Huh?
Huh?
When's the Macy's Day Parade? I did what at the Macy's Day Parade?
Say you wake up from a coma. Do you sleep that week? Like, if you've gotten so much goddamn sleep, are you just, like, up all night?
I don't know.
The first thing I would do if I woke up from a coma is I would party nonstop. First of all, because you missed so much. Second of all, you probably have this, like, you probably have a motor on you. You probably don't get tired for at least a month after a good comb.
I mean, it's like hibernating.
Yeah, it's literally, that's what it is. It's just the human version of hibernating. That's, bears do it, like, on purpose, and humans do it when they get, like, hit in the head.
Yeah, being in a coma, I would be, like, so mad that I just can't get up.
Are you, like, aware that you can't get up? Are you just, like, sitting in hummus?
It's like you're sleeping. Like, you're sleeping and you're, like, you can't.
But can you, like.
What if you, are you dreaming when you're in a coma?
Yeah, like, are you even remotely aware? Or is it, like, you wake up and it's just, like, it was just a nap?
Yeah, no, you're not aware. There's no way you're aware of how long you're in the comey.
Yeah, that's true, because that would literally be hell on earth. That would be, like, worse than being in solitary confines.
Imagine having one of those dreams where, like, you can't put your hockey gear on, it doesn't work, and you're in a coma, and it just won't go away, and you can't wake up because you're in a comey.
I had that dream so much. It actually happened to me one time. I wasn't allowed to practice because I couldn't get my fucking skates on in time.
I still have that dream.
It's crazy. I have that one, and then when the puck is just like, I can't. It's on the line. There's no goalie there, and I'm just trying to like bat it in, and I can't. I wonder what that says about me. Like what? Like psychologically. Like if we had a therapist here, and I would and we told him that. I wonder what, or he, or she, I mean.
Hopefully she.
Yeah, I would say, I think I would only have a girl therapist.
Chick therapist or something about him.
Yeah. There's also a thing in therapy called transference, which is when, it's pretty common, when the patient often falls for the for your therapist. Because it's like, someone listening, like, especially a girl. Girl's probably more likely to fall in love with the therapist because it's just a dude that's listening, and they know that guys usually don't listen.
I mean, if I had a therapist and she was a woman, and let's like say the session was 60 minutes, I feel like I'd want to fuck her within like 8 minutes.
Yeah, probably pretty early in the
session. Early in the game, I'd know.
If I had a woman therapist, I'd just be lying about shit. I'd be like saying that like the biggest problem, my biggest issue is that I'm too good at fucking, and my dick is my dick is too big. I would just be bragging a ton, but like masquerading it under like the umbrella of these are problems.
I would start asking her stuff like, "What are you doing for New Year's?"
Asking your therapist out on a date, I mean, you're lying down. It's pretty sexual. You guys are in a room by yourself. She's wearing, like, in my head, she's wearing, like, glasses, kind of twirling her hair around.
Yeah, she's got, like, this crazy hot body.
Yeah, it's, like, it's hot, but it's, she's got the silencers on. Like, you know it's hot. Her boobs are bigger than they look, because she's a therapist, so she's trying to act a little bit more profesh. But, sorry, I was getting horny. I completely got, I got so horny, I just got lost for a second. Therapy. Yeah, I don't know. I probably want a woman therapist, though. I don't want a dude, like...
Yeah, that's... Like, there's nothing wrong with being gay, but being locked in a room with a dude and just being like, yeah, man, like, I woke up today, and I just have no motivation. Like, my uncle just got murdered in a...
By a...
Murder-suicide.
A murder-suicide.
He got murdered by himself. And then it's just weird telling a dude that... Like, if I was a dude therapist, I'd be like, dude, go get a beer.
Yeah, like, that's all therapy should be if you have a guy therapist. A guy therapist, it should be at a bar, and you just go out for a beer, and you talk about your shit like a normal person.
That is most guys' therapy. There's, like, that wave that always tries to, like, get picked up where people are like, men kill themselves the most. Like, we need to take care of the men. And, it, like, you see it, and it just dies down because people are like, oh, who cares about guys? And yeah. It, like, goes back up. Sometimes you hear about it, like, dudes... Everything could be solved if... Never mind. I don't even want to talk about this.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's crazy that men...
I was going to bring up BJ's.
Wholesale club?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure.
Everything would be solved if we had BJ's memberships.
Dude, is that a nationwide store? I don't see that much out here.
I know in the Northeast. Out here is like Costco and...
Yeah. And we have like... back east, we had like Sam's Club and BJ's.
Yeah. Sam's Club.
And I love how they're always concrete in the inside. Like, yeah. Does that supposed to just give us the alert that they're just giving away shit for free, like at someone's garage?
They'll have like 19 pounds of goldfish in there. Like, there's no reason to have to buy that many boxes of Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
It's like wholesale value, 45 boxes of Cheez-Its. I don't care how many kids you have or what. There's no reason for that.
For some reason, the first thing I picture when I picture those stores, like the Costco's, are like those big things of cheese balls.
Mm-hmm.
I always see those at those stores. Those things will always be at those stores.
Yeah, they love having stuff like that. But they have so much stuff in there, dude. They have like clothing. They have jeans.
You can go to Costco and get some nice drip. They sell Viore, I think, at Costco.
What's that?
It's like this new. It's not new, but it's like Lulu. It's kind of like gonna be the new. I think it's gonna be like the new like. Top brand. It might be already on its way, but it's called Viore, and I know it's pretty nice shit, and I'm pretty sure Costco sells it. It's not cheap, but it's nice.
Yeah, I don't know how much a membership is, but I know that like girls like it.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah.
Because they can go there and just buy everything in one. Like, just one big trip and just, like, you know, get stuff for the kids.
See, I like to pepper it throughout the week. I don't like to get everything for the week because I don't know what the fuck I want on Wednesday.
I agree. I don't do one big grocery like shopping.
Me neither. I hate.
It's weird.
I hate that. I like to go in. My goal is to not even need a bag. Yeah. That's like my goal when I go into a grocery store.
Especially when you're just a dude.
Yeah. Like who? Yeah. Exactly.
Like what do you get? I don't need much.
That's why I like hate when someone will be like girls will sometimes like chirp you if you don't have like a ladle or something in your kitchen to make. Just like anything, and like banana bread. I'm like, bro, I live by myself. I'm not making shit for myself. You know how much work goes into making food? You gotta use like 80 dishes.
My sister was just making banana bread the other day, and I'm like, I didn't know you were such a hoe.
Banana bread's so good.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, banana bread is good, but yeah. to make it, you have to, like, it's premeditated.
Yeah.
You can't just wake up and be like, I want to make banana bread. You got to have all the shit, the type of pan. I don't know. What do you call that thing?
That little, like, tall pan?
Yeah.
Is it a pan?
You could put a loaf in? I don't know what you call it.
Like a like a tinfoil loaf.
A dej loaf.
A dej loaf.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I just need, like, a fork and paper towels.
Yeah, I honestly don't need plates. Because whatever meaning is probably on bread. And bread can just... Bread is a plate, essentially, right? The food... Bread is just a plate for the deli meat and the tomatoes.
I feel like if you bring a girl back to the crib and... Let's say you have pizza or something, and your plates are paper towels. I feel like a certain type of girl would, like, respect that. Like, they'd be like, that's so, like, I love blue-collar guys.
Honestly, if I was a girl and I went back to a guy's place, or, like, a guy that I liked, at least, and he had no shit to make food and stuff, I'd be like, that's good. He probably doesn't have a lot of girls over.
Mm.
He's probably not making food for other girls because he has three forks.
Ooh, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I like to find the solace in things. I don't know. A lot of people, you know, girl might say maybe he doesn't have his life together, but to me it'd be like, well, maybe I just don't have a lot of women come over because you're the one for me.
You're the only one I want.
Yeah, now let's eat this mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. You're the only one I want. But after I nut, I can't promise it's going to change. Yeah. I can't promise...
This is pre-cum mentality, by the way.
This is pre-cum Andy.
Yeah, this is pre-candy.
Pre-candy. You been cooking at all or no?
Nah, just like the juice is not worth the squeeze for me. I don't appreciate food enough. I love when other people make food for me, for sure. Like that's why I like going to restaurants. I like eating food, but I don't like food enough to put the effort in, I don't think. It's like with most things. I probably could have done more things with my life, but I just didn't want to put necessarily the effort into those things.
I mean, it's a lot. Like, the spices, you gotta, like, squeeze a lime into something and then put cumin.
Cumin, right?
And, like, vinaigrette.
The cumin mist.
There's all this shit you gotta do.
Yeah, like, fucking thyme. Like, I'm not... And also, looking up recipes and shit is crazy. The recipe websites have more ads than porn websites now. It's insane.
They do. Do you wash the meat? Do you not wash the meat? That's the biggest dilemma on Instagram. People cook. They're like, oh, you didn't wash the meat, but you're not supposed to.
I don't think you... First of all, I think that actually is worse for the...
Yeah, because apparently the bacteria, like, runs off of it.
Right.
I don't know where it goes, but it runs off of it, I guess.
Yeah, and also, if you're cooking food, doesn't that kill all the bacteria? Like, that's why they... I thought that's what fire does.
I don't know how it works anymore. We're starting to figure it out, but I don't know. Like, because... Growing up, like, the people that are older, they're all dumbasses, and I think they were washing the chicken. I don't think you need to even do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that, like, a lot of people do that I don't know. Like, I don't know if drinking ginger ale when you're sick really helps, because I read that ginger is good for you when you're sick, but if you go look at the ingredients on, like, Canada Dry or Schweppes, there's no actual ginger in there.
Yeah, no, it's all sugary.
Yeah, it's like ginger extract or like ginger food flavoring. It's not like actual, not like Mr. Canada Dry, Mr. Schweppes isn't like dropping ginger into that soda.
Dude, I want a girl to cook for me soon.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice when having someone cook for you. It makes you feel important.
I haven't had that in long time. I feel like, especially like, never mind. I gotta stop talking about pussy this much. I was gonna say, what if they're wearing like an apron and their just like cheeks are out?
That's what I was picturing.
Yeah,
too.
It's like you're in a music video, like a Gucci Mane music video. I feel like that would be really cool. I feel like girls don't do that anymore. Or maybe I'm just getting involved with the wrong ones, which is probably the case.
That could be too. That could be.
Because if they like me, they're the wrong one.
That's the thing.
Because I'm the wrong one.
Like the biggest red flag in a girl is if she likes me.
Oh, I feel the same way, 100%. I want to know what's wrong with you.
Yeah. Why do you this?
Dude, there's so much better options out there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to start taking chicks home and just be like, dude, there's so much more you could do.
Like, bring her home and then, like, sit her down and be like, you need to make better decisions because this isn't going to work.
This is not where you want to be.
You don't want this. I promise you.
You don't want this. You don't want to be in this house. You don't want to be with me. I promise you that. You're going to regret this.
Yeah. That's why, like, if a girl left me, I would never be, like, someone that would run after and try to convince her to stay because, like, she's making the best decision of her life.
Such a good decision.
What am I going to say? you're going to miss me because you won't.
You're going to come crawling back to me, Sheila, I swear.
I'm going to be the one that got away. Yeah.
Being the one that got away would be cool.
Yeah, I would love to be the one that got away, but I don't think I have that, the one that got away energy in me.
I don't have that for sure. No. I'm the one that, like, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank God that retard's out of my life.
Yeah, like the one, you, like, she looks in the mirror sometimes, like, she has like a family. She's like, thank God he didn't marry that fucking loser.
I'm sure that happens a lot, though.
Yeah, probably. I think it would be funny to be, I would almost rather be that guy than actually than the one that got away. Now I think about it, I'd rather be the one that, like, she, like, when she looks at me, goes, oh, thank God.
Like, you're the bullet.
Yeah, I'm the bullet.
She's in a group chat with her friends, and she's like, I dodged a bullet, and the bullet's you.
Yeah. I would love to see the reaction of, like, you know, because girls, like, talk about, like, their relationships a little bit more than guys. Like, so when they show their friends your Instagram for the first time or something like that, I would love to know what they say about me.
Yeah, I want to know if girls, A, have talked about me in a group chat and what it is about. I don't want, I know it's going to be all, like, negative and, like,
right.
Like, this guy has bad teeth, like, his fucking breath stinks. Yeah, I bleeped that out. But
that was very like, I like didn't even, that was so,
you didn't see that one coming.
It's that word, by the way. That word, by the way, is all over my feed. Like, I've never seen.
I want to make it clear I didn't say a racial slur, because sometimes we blur shit out and it's not racial.
Yeah. We never said a slur on this. A racial slur, I'm sorry. We never said a racial
slur.
No,
we actually never have.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll see. No promises. Episode brought to you by Manscaped. Use code, I think our rep might be dead. He hasn't answered my email in like 3 weeks.
He got fired for negligence?
He might, negligence.
What is negligence? Just like.
It's like a fancy way to say it was an accident.
But you got, you like really fucked up. Like you shit the bed big time. Like someone, you cost them, the company a lot of money.
Yes. Like, it's like you're being reckless. I think it's a nice way to say you're reckless.
It's like involuntary manslaughter, but for jobs.
Manslaughty. But yeah, Manscaped, use code wetjeans at manscaped.com. 20% off, free shipping. They have all the male grooming tools you need. Yeah, dude, I wish we had. I emailed him for samples and new stuff we could show, but I actually think he might have passed away peacefully in his sleep because I haven't heard from him. So
I would hate to pass away in my sleep.
If you're hearing this, Drew, please answer.
We're praying for you.
Praying for you too. Yeah,
I actually, someone comment, a woman complimented me on my cologne. I never wear cologne. Well, I've never bought cologne, but Manscaped sent that cologne in that package. So I just like, it's there. So I'll spray myself, probably smell better. And she was like, that's really good smell. And I was like, yeah, Manscaped sent it to me.
Then what happened?
Banged.
Big
time.
Ayo. So do you think cologne is like a bait and switch though? Because you don't always smell like that.
I think it is. I think it's a mask in a way.
It's like makeup.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of interesting. Like you don't smell it. This is someone else's scent. It's not you.
Yeah.
And also, there's other people that also can buy this scent. So it's like yours, like them.
Yeah, I feel like chicks are wearing less makeup recently. Is that just me? Because back in the day, you used to look at chicks wearing makeup and be like, look at that cake face.
That was like a term people used to say in like high school.
Yeah, that's mean. I wouldn't say that. I just want to make it clear. Like,
it's probably just because we're older and girls like get to the point where they probably don't want to wear that as much makeup because like you'd been doing it for so long.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear them. I wouldn't wear it if I was them. Unless they wanted to for themselves.
Right.
But
I think they like it though.
Yeah, they. I think, well, everyone knows chicks do stuff for other chicks.
Yeah, like they don't do that shit. They don't do anything for us.
Like they want to walk in the restaurant and like be hot. Because they want other women to be like, that girl's hot.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I think that Sydney Sweeney girl, I've never seen her in anything other than the pictures that are on my feed by like very, very horny white guys. Who is that? She's an actress.
It's like a new TikTok girl or something?
No, she's an actress, but she's just got, let me put this delicately, she's got heaving breasts.
Okay, so she's got a front porch.
She's got, yeah, an absolute balk, and dudes are going crazy over it, and it's kind of making me think, you know how everything goes in circles? We've been kind of an ass country for a long time. I think we're starting to go full circ, and we're going back to the boobs.
Do you think that has anything to do with, like, it's an election year, and there's anything like that?
Oh, that's true. Different things always change during election years. That's a good point.
Do you think we're going back to a titty country?
I think we're going back to a titty country.
Hmm.
I'm not going to
I wonder
be.
Why.
I've never been. I've always been ass first. So I don't think, these colors don't run. So it doesn't matter what the rest of the country thinks. I'm going to always be an ass man.
I feel like maybe we're becoming a boobs country again because everyone's attention span is shorter. So when you look at a girl directly head on, the first thing you look at is her tits.
Right. You're not even,
you're not thinking about the ass yet.
That's true. It's like,
you have to have patience to see that ass.
Yeah. It's like, the boobs are the title of the article. And the butt is the actual article, and no one's reading the article.
Yeah, so maybe, like, we're not the attention span of, like, the generation that's coming up into the game finding out about chicks are... I wonder if chicks care if you call them chicks. I've said chicks a lot in this episode. What am I supposed to call them? Girls? Women? Ladies?
Women seems too old. Girls seems too
females.
Young. Females, I feel like they don't like that.
Only black dudes can do that.
Yeah.
They're so good at saying that. Like, the females. Anyway... Yeah, I feel like maybe it's because the attention span is getting shorter. So where it's like the tits are right in your lap, basically. They're
true. That's an interesting point. I think you're onto something.
But then I feel bad for girls that like don't have like a full rack. Like some girls only have a half rack.
See, that's
and
my,
that's fine too.
But that's my problem with it is that boobs are God given, right? But the ass you can always work on. So it's like I think it's unfair to be a boob country because that's.
I mean, you can Tim Stapleton a pair on.
Yeah, but then you're getting in the end, like, some people can't afford big... How much is a boob job these days?
With like a Biden's good one America? Is like 12.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, those things, MSRP, probably around 10. But if you get a good surge, 12. You want to get it done in South Phoenix, probably 5.
Being on a boob payment plan would be funny, like 0% APR.
Can you finance titties? Because if you can't, there absolutely needs to be a surgeon that opens that up.
I don't know, though, because then what if you don't... If you stop paying, they can't just come repossess your tits.
They could.
Like, some guy shows up and just takes them.
They could. They could reverse them. In your sleep.
In your sleep.
Yeah, they're not permanent. But, yeah, I heard... You got to really be careful, because I heard titties, if you get new tits, like, it could change your personality. Because it's like a foreign substance in your body.
That's true. It's like if a guy... all of a sudden I had a much bigger dick.
Yeah.
We'd be like so, we'd be walking around like you'd be like, Devin's acting a lot different lately. Like,
oh yeah. Why is he
like
so different?
He's talking to like every girl that walks by now.
You know what's crazy? I've never thought about that my whole life.
What?
Like the confidence level of a chick.
Yeah.
If you get a new balcony, you're probably like walking, your wardrobe's going to change. You're going to attract guys that have a buzz cut. That were in the army for 4 years and now they work at a construction company and they have a tattoo of a snake.
Yeah.
You're going to attract a different type of guy now. I wonder if girls think about that. Probably not.
Probably not. No.
It's like, I want big tits. Because now you're attracting dudes that are,
but
you know, 49, divorced.
Right.
Back tattoo of like a great white shark. Like, good guy. Not a bad dude. But just loves pussy.
Yeah, and just doesn't have a family anymore for whatever reason.
Or he does have a family in Cuba. You don't find out.
His family's in Cuba. That's pretty funny.
But yeah, I've never thought about that before. The personality, like, you'd be way more confident to, like, walk in the room and just be like, these are my titties.
Yeah, I wonder if there is, like, I would love to ask if someone had a friend that, like, acted way different after they got fake breasts. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, they acting brand new. Speaking of that, Cardi B, I don't think people realize, like, I know you don't listen to this stuff. I don't think people realize how good female rappers are.
I really like Cardi B.
Cardi B and that song with Sweetie or whatever, Put It On The Floor. She says the craziest shit. She's like, wrap me in plastic because I'm acting brand new. That's so cool.
That is nice. I like that.
And then she goes, rich N-words make you pick. Or broke N-words make you pick, rich N-words you get both. Like hypothetically, if you were in a shopping mall.
Oh,
and your boyfriend's
pick.
Like, well, which pair of shoes do you want?
Oh,
but
I get
the rich
that.
N-words, you could have both.
That would be nice. Like if someone was like, yeah, you can have both of these things.
Yeah, Sexy Red. Sexy Red is so good. Dude, I think that's talent.
I don't listen to her enough, but there's something about her that I like.
Yeah, she's the best. I love Sexy Red. You should listen to the song Mad At Me. The whole thing is like, fuck me like you're mad at me. Stretch my coochie out. And I'm just like, holy shit. Holy
fuck. I don't like that, though, because that's like a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
I'm not going to be able to stretch anything out.
She goes, this is a real line from her. She goes, my N-word's wiener is big, but my new N-word's wiener is bigger.
Holy shit.
Think about that.
Fuck.
That would be a tough situation to be in if you're the old N-word.
Cause especially because your dick is big. And so that's the thing. Like, there's always going to be someone that's better than you at something. That's like, you have to remember that. There's always someone that's going to have a bigger penis than you.
Yeah, like if you catch a fish, if you're deep sea fishing on your uncle's chartered boat and you catch a fish, there's always going to be someone that catches a bigger one.
Yeah, there's going to be a guy that catches a marlin like double the size.
Yeah. I think I want to end up like one of those guys. Go down to Florida, like get a boat, rent it, and... Or maybe buy it. Nah, probably rent it. If it flies, fucks, or floats, always rent it.
I like that. Wait, flies, fucks, or floats.
Yeah, the fucks part is a joke about hookers. You just rent them. I don't like that. I support hookers, but there's too much drama for me. Too much for me.
This is a very pro-hook podcast.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I kind of want to like go down to like Key West or somewhere and just like wear a visor every day, just be super tan, wear like one of those long like Under Armour type long sleeve shirts.
Yeah.
Wear sunscreen on my nose, board shorts that are too long.
Like way too long.
Yeah, and just like kind of like hook up with bartenders and go fishing. That's all I want to do.
That sounds so nice.
How sick would that be?
We should move to Florida. We should become full Floridians.
I kind of want to like down the road, like get a place in Florida. I really like it.
I've never been.
You've never been to Florida?
I've only been in Jacksonville for like five.
That doesn't
like
count.
30 minutes. And yeah, we flew in. I don't know anyone there. And it was never a vacation spot. We used to go down to like Georgia, like South Carolina. We never went down to Florida.
Does anyone have UFC tickets for this upcoming Saturday? It's in Miami.
Is there a good card?
It's Sugar Sean.
Wait, this Saturday is Sugar Sean?
Pretty sick card, yeah.
Ooh.
If anyone has UFC tickets for Miami, let us know.
Hit the kids up. Let's get crazy.
Also, get your Boston tickets when they come out. But yeah, that's crazy. No, you have to see. I don't like the Miami where it's like all clubby and weird, but like outside of it, like Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, like those places are so like chill and cool. You don't give a shit about the water though, do you?
I'm not a massive water guy. When I lived in LA, I don't think I ever went to the beach. But those beaches are also shitty.
Oh, they're disgusting.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Those beaches are shitty. If I was in like South Carolina, I'd probably have to be at the beach a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is nice.
Yeah, it is nice. There's something about the water. Just, I don't know. It's just mysterious. It's like girls that have like, you know how girls have the earrings that like go all the way down?
Like on the top thing, yeah.
Yeah. Like they have the earrings that are like in the unconventional spots.
Yeah.
That's mystery that I like. That's like the ocean for me. It's like that little mystery.
The beauty of the unknown.
Yeah, there was a girl in the airport yesterday, and she had a back tattoo, and she was wearing a Nevada tennis like apparel. I was like, tennis player with a back tattoo, and you're hot? I was like,
Googler.
I was ready to risk it all.
For tennis players are pretty hot, though.
Tennis chicks are definitely nuts, though, with all due respect. I don't mean that in a bad way. Because it's just them. It's just them. They're just out there battling in tennis like by themselves.
Individual sports would be crazy. I got to have a
That's why tennis guys are nuts.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was going to say something.
It's so cold in here.
Yeah, it is chilly. 68. Do you think if... Do you ever... Someone... I don't know if it was just me, but sometimes I think about like if the races were potatoes... Regular potatoes would be white people, sweet potatoes would be black people, and like Mexicans would be rosemary potatoes. You ever think about that?
I've never thought about that. Why is that?
I don't really know. I don't really know, to be honest. I just feel like
white, why are the black people?
Just because like there's so many white people, and there's you don't see sweet potatoes as much, but they're equally as good. So that's just like,
well, it depends where you're at.
Yeah, exactly. Like
here there's all regular potatoes.
It's all regular potatoes and rosemary potatoes.
Yeah, like barely any salt too.
Yeah. But I don't know why I thought about that. I was just thinking about the other day, like if I was just driving and so I
that's what you think about when you drive?
I think about the craziest shit when I'm driving. I was thinking about the other day.
You're like, what if potatoes were people?
Just because there's so many white people, we would have to be the normal, and our skin color is white. sweet potatoes would be black and rosemary's would just be Mexicans because I don't know why.
I want to get like really tan this summer, like obnoxiously tan.
So you look like a Rawlings baseball
guy. Yes.
Yeah, we should do.
We should do that together.
Just go to tanning beds every day, even though like you're not supposed to do that.
Let's get like stupid tan. Like dumb tan.
Like to the point where people think we're being like racist.
Yes.
Like so disgustingly tan that people are like what's going on with these guys?
What's the tannest you've ever been, you think?
Gotta be when I was out. One summer when I was out here, like not like 4 summers ago, I was just, when it was like 110, I would just sit outside and just bake. I wanted to look like I was like a Spaniard.
Yeah, I want to get super tan, like see what happens.
See if people start treating you differently.
Yeah, like really fucking tan. I always have a snapback tan across my forehead, which is embarrassing.
Yeah.
I always do. I always get it because I go on a morning walk. Yeah,
it's hard for me to get tan though. Like I can get a little bit of culls, but I feel like I gotta
culls.
I really gotta put a lot of effort into getting like actually tan.
Yeah, but I don't even want to do tanning bed though. I want to get it. I want natural, like that sunlight.
You gotta get. We gotta wear. People really stress on are really stressing these days. How much you're supposed to wear suntan lotion?
A lot, like every day. We're not built to be outside, besides like hunting and like picking berries.
That's crazy. Like, it's part of the earth. Why would God create something that is so harmful to us that's out every day?
You think God created everything? Cat Williams says he did.
Well, if Cat Williams said it, it's got to be true.
He said he created everything, and that's why, like, everything has a purpose.
I don't think everything has a purpose. I think nothing has a purpose.
But, no, I mean in terms of, like, wine, grapes, you can eat the grapes, and you can use the grapes for wine. Like, he's saying that that's not by accident.
I don't think it's by accident, but I don't think it's like that means God's real. That doesn't mean he's not real, but I'm just saying like...
My beef... What are you saying?
I don't know. I'm trying to think if God's real or not.
My beef... right here on a Monday.
I'm going to make my decision at the end of the episode.
My beef with God is like when people have really unfortunate situations happen to them for no reason. Like what is that about? Why did he do that?
Yeah, and then you got to be like... And then you got to be like, well, everything, you got to like convince yourself that this is happening for a reason. But like, bro, your brother just died.
Your brother overdosed on Trank.
Yeah.
Why did that happen?
Like, what's God's plan with that? Like, why did he do, why would he have that happen?
That's what really pisses me off when athletes say like, I want to thank God because there's motherfucking athletes you just played on the other side that are also doing that and they lost.
Yeah. So what are they supposed to believe?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if God's real. I think something's real. I think there's something.
I don't know. I always think about it because, like...
There's got to be something.
Because to me, I'm always like, well, that shit is, like, so... It seems so unrealistic to me considering, like, we base everything else in our lives off... If it's not scientifically proven, then it can't happen or whatever. So that's why I have a little bit of a... I don't really understand that aspect of it. But then again, like, nothing makes sense, and I don't know what the purpose of anything is, ever. Like, I don't know what's outside of this galaxy. We don't know.
Yeah, like, you know when a ladybug lands on you?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, it's good luck. Why? And also, I have had a ladybug land on me, and nothing but bad things have happened to me since.
Yeah, I think it's
last summer, last Labor Day, a ladybug landed on me. Everything since then has been horrible in my personal life.
I feel like we find... The simplest shit to just say that's good luck. Like when you remember we used to say when you found a penny on the ground, it's a fucking penny. How's that good luck?
How's that good luck?
You know what sounds like good luck? Finding a briefcase full of like $100 bills. That sounds like better luck.
Finding a briefcase of $1.6 million. That's good luck.
I think about that so much. Like,
I do too.
For some reason, I weirdly think I'm going to find a suitcase on the side of the road. I'm going to open it and it's just be filled with bills.
So weird you just said that because on my walks, I always think like, what if some guy just like... buried money here and it's just like sticking out a little because the landscapers like blew some leaves and it uncovered it
right
and all you see is the handle and you just go and you like pull it and you look around and no one's looking
I have to look around because obviously someone's missing that money
and there's millions of dollars in it
I always think I'm gonna either find a briefcase full of money or a dead body it's always whenever I'm on a walk I'm like
you've said that to me before you think you're gonna find a dead body
I do
eventually.
And I'm also looking harder than other people for them as well whenever I'm on a walk I'm like I'm not looking at anything except for, like, maybe if I see a limb coming out of the grass.
Would you report the money?
Absolutely not. One of the most insane things that I've ever been told in my life, and all of us have been told, that if you find money, you should give it to the police. First of all, if there's a briefcase full of money, that belongs to a criminal, not like some, not some like hardworking guy that just lost his suitcase full of money. Second of all, so the cops are absolutely taking that money. No doubt in my
mind.
Yeah,
probably, yeah. It's not like they put it back in the money cycle.
Yeah.
Like where does it go?
Yeah, they don't just go to like TJ Maxx and put it back in the cash register. There's like, I can't stress this enough. I wouldn't even consider even telling anyone else.
No way. You can't trust anyone.
No.
DTA.
I just can't believe that was being taught to us, that if you find money that can make your life incredibly awesome, that you should give it over to a cop who would arrest you tomorrow if he saw you speeding.
If you had a taillight out, yeah.
Like, that's the most... I think that might be the craziest thing that we were told growing up. That and, like, obviously that milk is good for you.
Yeah, it is. I think I would find a way to, like, wash it, though.
That's the other thing, too. I don't
Not
know
like
how
literally
it would...
wash it.
I don't know, like, what I would do. Like, if I want... Like, how I can make it look like I don't have that much.
Go, like, place a big bet.
Yeah. Parlay it all.
Parlay something crazy.
Like 15 legs.
Yeah, you could do that. Are there casinos in Boston, by the way?
The Encore.
That has a casino. Oh. Should we stay there?
Yeah, actually, we should. I've never been there, but it looks fucking hilarious.
We gotta see the rates, dude. We gotta stay there. We're demanding to stay at the Encore.
Encore. Do you want more? That'd be fun. I'm so pumped. We're going to do a matinee, too. I love matinees.
Yeah, get the day going. Like, fuck, dude.
Get in there early. Get the booze flowing early, and then just floor it after.
Yeah, get too drunk by the end of the show.
Yeah.
In the green room, just going crazy. Like, so many... There's a decent amount of people, like, hitting me up about coming into the green room, but we can't have too much energy around. Maybe
we need
a couple of the lads.
Yeah, we need an entourage, chicks. But not like a big entourage.
Yeah, I don't know if we should have chicks in there. Not pre-show.
No.
I don't want to walk out with a boner.
Especially because I'm probably going to wear mesh shorts. How was St. Louis? I've never been to Missouri.
So random, dude.
It seems like the most obscure place in the country.
There's like five tall buildings, and you just can't get a grip on what Missouri is. It's just all warehouses. That's it. There's just warehouses and like a bank, and then that's it.
That's so interesting.
Insane. It's a weird. I really like the people, like all Midwest people, just like good people. But the city itself, I like couldn't figure it out. I was like, wait, like, what's all those buildings? Like, I don't know, dude. It's weird. Like, you go to fucking like New York, it's a city.
Yeah.
You go anywhere, St. Louis, I couldn't. I was like, where is the city?
Yeah, so there's not a lot of like talk. Like, were you near? What's that fucking thing that they got there?
The arch.
Yeah.
I didn't even see it once.
So that's in like downtown St. Louis, right?
I didn't see it. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't even know if it's actually there.
I feel like I would have saw it. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I feel like I would have.
They're probably just telling people it's there so people will visit.
Yeah. I got so drunk, though, at the end of the show that I walked to the Blues game after from Wheelhouse. And I threw up, like, the entire way.
Really?
Yeah. It was bad. But that's why, like, when we do our show, like, I'm not trying to tell you, like, how to operate, but, like, getting too drunk is, like, not the move.
No, yeah, no. I'm gonna try not to. I'll probably stick to the beer until it gets a little dark, until the sun goes down.
I commented on a girl's tongue ring in the crowd, and, like, her boyfriend was right there.
Oh.
But then I, like, dapped him up, and he was so chill about it. He's like, nah, dude, that was funny.
Yeah.
Like, I looked right at her, and I started talking about her tongue ring.
I love some crowd work.
Honestly, it was a turquoise one. It just caught my eyes.
Holy shit, it was turquoise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not your fault.
Yeah, how is that my fault?
Yeah.
But, nah, the kid was so chill. Shout out to that kid. But, yeah, no, the crowd, I mean, dude, we got to do, like, a Q&A.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Even though I'm horrified at what the Wet Jeans audience, especially in Massachusetts, is going to say.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if you want to test it out in Mass. Maybe do it Toronto where, like...
I mean, the good thing is that the show isn't recorded.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
So, we can say whatever we want. Should we lock up people's phones like we're Dave Chappelle? That would be pretty funny. But, yeah, Q&A, that would be fun. Make us think on the spot. I mean, I feel like we're going to do a lot of crowd work because I feel like it's going to be rowdy.
Yeah,
people will interrupt us. If you think for a second that we're going to sit there and be talking like this and it's going to be quiet, no.
In Boston? Absolutely not. That's crazy.
No, there's going to be. I want to know what the girl to guy ratio is going to be. I think there's going to be like 99% dudes, maybe more.
I don't know. Boss, I don't know.
Unless you have a bunch of groupies from your hometown coming out.
I don't know.
Anyone. I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question. I never even thought about that.
I can't wait to scream at the crowd.
I can't wait.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to try to crowd surf.
You should. You absolutely should.
I'm just light enough where I feel like I could do it.
You could do it.
Yeah.
You could do it. There's no doubt. Now that you said that, though, people are gonna comment. Like, I brought up your fucking cat like a year ago.
Yeah, it's true.
And people won't shut the fuck up. The cat's not coming on the show. Stop bothering Andy about it because I feel bad.
I don't know. No one really says anything.
I see comments all the time about it.
I'm afraid to crowd surf just because, like, people are going, I don't want anyone to grab my balls.
I knew you were going to say
that. Since, like, when I'm soft, my dick is not very big, and people are going to get a false representation of me if they touch my balls.
Yeah, that would be.
But if I go around my back, my asshole's right there to be fingered. So
people are going to try to put things in your butt.
Yeah, so maybe I won't crowd surf then, unless I wear.
Like, no, you have to. I'm telling you, people are going to expect it now. You said it.
Then I got
to
wear.
You shouldn't have said that.
I got to wear like three pairs of compressions.
Yeah, you should not have said that.
Yeah.
I want people to be belligerent drunk in there. Don't you dare come to the fucking show and be like sitting there with your legs crossed sober.
Yeah, I want
you to better be fucked up.
I want it to be like fucking crazy.
It's going to be rowdy.
I want people shooting off flares.
Rick flares.
Nice.
I want people. I'm going to bring fireball shooters in my pocket and throw it out in the audience.
That's a good idea.
Actually, the venue hate that.
Giving away free drinks.
They're like, wait, the whole deal is people are here to buy drinks from the bar.
We're just giving away.
You're just giving out booze.
Just completely like fucking the business model. That'd be pretty funny though.
I mean, we're the talent. We can do whatever we want.
That's true.
You got a problem with that? Just already beefing with the venue.
Wicked pretentious.
No, they're great. They're so far so great. They're so far so good. But yeah, it's gonna be weird too because we have, like you said earlier, we have like 2 months, like on the dot actually. Holy shit! Is it March 4th?
Yeah,
so 2 months, May 4th, right? I don't know how it works with like the 30th and the 31st, the end of the month.
I think it would count as 2 months.
2 months on the dizzy.
On the dip.
Wait, hold on. March, April, May.
March, April, May. March, April. It wouldn't be two. No, because March to April would be 1 month. April to May
is 2 months.
Right.
So it is two months. 60 days to get your tickets. Yeah, because imagine we go up there, we just bomb. Sorry. Didn't have it today.
Sorry.
Yeah, like I could tell sometimes doing a show like today, I don't have my best energy. I'm doing so much. I'm not going to fucking have any excuses, but sometimes it happens.
Especially
we're not going to bomb.
No, that place will be rowdy. I can't wait.
I mean, the whole time I have a feeling like I said, we're not going to be able to just do the show because there's going to be people yelling at us and shit.
Which I like.
It's almost going to be like Patreon. I feel like people are going to shout things like, and we're just going to run with it.
I like that. I want that.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go into it with, like, that's like every episode. We don't really have any talking points or anything specific, so.
No.
So, yeah.
There's no script. It's completely improv. And it's going to be a movie. It better be a movie.
Oh, got a bunch of paper on my lap.
And we can go out after, too.
And Southie. Go to the Lincoln.
What's that?
It's just where, like, everyone in Southie goes. It's like Lincoln. Like, in that part of Southie. I don't know where this part. I don't know that much about Southie, to be honest with you. But I just know every time I go to Southie, I go to the same bar.
How far is Southie from, like, TD Garden? It's got to be close, right?
It's not that far. No, it's not that far.
Okay. Yeah. So, we also have to be disciplined and, like, not get fucked up on Friday.
Yeah, that's me tough.
Like, but you can't.
Yeah, because especially with the matinee.
No. Yeah, no.
Gotta wake up.
Can't. Maybe we intentionally get a flight that gets there like late, so we don't have. Because there's going to be like women waiting for us at the airport. Like, Andy, Rob, please come out.
Please have sex with me.
All right, everybody.
Where are we at? Can't even tell. My vision is just vanishing.
55.
55. Oh, wait. The Bruins have a big tilt tonight against the boys in blue.
Mm-hmm.
Type E-hole.
See that video I tweeted of the guy slashing guy in the head?
No.
In a men's league, this guy slashed a guy in the head, and then the guy comes back and hits him from behind from like 5 feet out. Like, easily could paralyze the guy. It was un. It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable video. I can't believe it.
I'll for sure find
out. I can believe it exists, but it has like over 2 million views on my Twitter right now. Like, people are just like, holy fuck. Like, what is actually wrong with dudes?
Do you know where it occurred?
No. No.
Could you guess, do you think?
No. I mean, if I had to guess, like, New Jersey?
It sounds like, from what you're describing, it sounds like the Yonkers Night League.
I feel like to McSorley somebody in the head, though, like, you got to be, like, it's got to be, like, Alberta.
Right.
Maybe not, though, because they have respect for the game, I feel like.
That's true.
I feel like it's, like, in Dallas.
Yeah, I feel like
Texas.
I feel like it's a player, someone in a place where none of these people actually played, like, growing up.
I mean, bro, the guy casually skates up to the guy and slashes him in the head, in the helmet. And the guy's like, what the fuck? And looks at the ref, and then it cuts to the later in the game. This guy buries this guy from behind. I mean, like, in my head, I'm like, what if the guy you hit breaks his neck and gets paralyzed?
People do not think about that enough.
No, and then everyone in my comment section on Twitter is like, good, he deserved it. I was like, yeah, I think he does deserve retaliation, but the retaliation was like, could have been really, really bad. And then wouldn't you get criminally charged, though?
Yeah, probably. That's why they say if revenge is what you seek, better dig two graves.
Yeah, who says that? That's a good one.
I think that's just like a normal, like a thing that, I don't know.
Yeah, just like crazy, crazy incident on, it's like wild. It's like really weird to see people behaving like that. But
adults.
Adults, yeah. But yeah, that's a big game tonight. Trade deadline coming up. But yeah, we can wrap this thing up. I don't know if we have Lucy today, but just in case.
I have her right here. Oh, wait, let's just, no, never mind.
This episode is brought to you by Lucy. Whether you use nicotine to focus better, get a boost in energy, or to chill and relax, Lucy is made for your nicotine routine. If you want to try Lucy's tobacco-free breakers, pouches, or gum, go to lucy.co/wetjeans and use promo code wetjeans to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's luc.co. Use code wetjeans, 20% off. It's always free shipping, people. But yeah, man, they have pouches, gum, you can throw an upper decker in. They have cinnamon, mint, mango, wintergreen, pomegranate, apple, ice, espresso, a bunch of, I know a lot of you people, they have different strengths, 4 milligrams, 12, everything in between. There's 5 different strengths. It goes all the way down to 2 if you just want that chill buzz.
Yeah, 2, isn't it? Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's a... Lucy is better than any of the other pouches that you guys are doing out there. It's wet jeans approved, if that means fucking anything to anybody. You throwing one in?
I like them. I don't have one in right now, but I do like them.
But yeah, all right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Patreon.com/wetjeanspodcast. Code wetjeans. Live show, Boston, May 4th. Tickets are out soon. And y'all better pack the damn house, dude.
I want to wear... If there's any juniors that have like your local college, if you play hockey or something like that or whatever sport, I want to wear one of the jerseys on the
yeah. Like, oh, school's court. Still gonna be in session, so all those college lads are gonna come out.
Yeah, I want to wear someone's jersey.
Yeah, all right, yo, pumped to see you guys there, man. We're gonna be pushing this shit the next 2 months. Get your tickets right away when they come out. You'll see the links. Don't be stupid. There is a limit. I do know how much the limit is, but I don't want to tell you.
It's none of your business.
Keep you guessing.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, can't wait. I'm gonna be saying that for the next 8 episodes until then. But seriously, it's gonna be so fucking sick. And then obviously we're gonna hit Toronto. I think we hit just like 5-6 different cities over the summer. Just let it rip. Yeah, Calgary for sure.
I'd love to do Edmonton.
Gotta do Edmonton.
Or yeah, just like one of those places.
Gotta do Calgary.
Maybe the BC area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Washington, B.C.
Yeah, Washington, B.C. Maybe hit the Bahamas.
We should pick up the most obscure places ever to do shows. Nebraska?
Yeah. But definitely make your way. Travel there if you're not from Mass. Make it a weekend, dude. Fuck, it's on Saturday matinee. Get in Friday.
Be May 4th. Is that going to be playoffs?
No, it's going to be like right in between. Actually, you know what? That might be the first weekend of playoffs. Season ends April 18th. 2 weeks off. That might be the first weekend of playoffs. Holy shit.
Yeah, because I was actually looking at... I think I was looking if Boston was playing when we were there, but then I remembered the schedule that the season ends, I think, right before then.
Are they going to make the playoffs?
I don't know.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Have a wonderful week.